Reading with your own Bible, I'm going to see chapter 18. Daipayano Bhagavan Aprabodha. Daipayano Bhagavan Aprabodha. Buddhastu Pashanda Gana Pramada. Buddhastu Pashanda Gana Pramada. Kalki Kale Kala Malat Prabhatu.
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 Dharma Vanayoru Krita Vahara. Daipayano Bhagavan Prabhada.
Daipayano Bhagavan Prabhada.
Buddhastu Pashanda Gana Pramada.
Buddhastu Pashanda Gana Pramada.
Kalki Kale Kala Malat Prapatu.
Kalki Kale Kala Malat Prapatu.
Dhamma Vanayuru Krita Vatara. Pasandagana of atheists creating disillusionment for innocent persons. Pramada from madness. Kalki, Lord Kalki, the incarnation of Keshava. Kale of this Kali. Yuga. Kala Mala. From the darkness of this age.
From the darkness of this age.
Prapatu.
Prapatu.
May he protect.
May he protect.
Dharma Avanaya. For the protection of religious principles.
For the protection of religious
principles. Guru.
Guru.
Very great.
Very great.
Katavatara. Who took an incarnation. Translation, may the personality of Godhead in his incarnation of Vyasadeva protect me from all kinds of ignorance resulting from the absence of Vedic knowledge. May Lord Buddhadev protect me from activities opposed to Vedic principles and from laziness that causes one to madly forget the Vedic principles of knowledge and ritualistic actions. May Kalkidev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as an incarnation to protect religious principles, protect me from the dirt of the age of Kali. For this verse mentions various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who appear for various purposes. Srila Vyasadeva Mahamuni compiled the Vedic literatures for the benefit of all human society. If one wants to be protected from the reactions of ignorance, even in this age of Kali, one may consult the books left by Srila Vyasadeva, namely the four Vedas, Sangha, Yajurveda, Rig, and Atharva, the 108 Upanishad, Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahapurana, Vyasadeva's commentary on the Brahma Sutra, and the other 17 Purans. Only by the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva do we have so many volumes of transcendental knowledge to save us from the clutches of ignorance. As described by Srila Jayadeva Goswami in his Rasavatara Stotra, Lord Buddha appeared apparently described the very knowledge. Nindasi yajna vihe ahaya sudhi jatam tadaya vidaya dasita pasukatam ke savadrita buddha sarira jaya jagadisha hane. The mission of Lord Buddha was to save people from the abominable activities of animal killing and to save the poor animals from being unnecessarily killed. When Parsangas were cheating by killing animals on the plea of sacrificing them in Vedic yagyas, the Lord said, if the Vedic injunction allow animal killing, I do not accept the Vedic principles. Thus, he actually saved people who acted according to Vedic principles. One should therefore surrender to Lord Buddha so that he can help one avoid misusing the injunction of the Vedas. The Kalki avatar is the fierce incarnation who vanquishes the classes of the atheists born in this age of Kali. Now, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, many irreligious principles are in effect, and as Kali Yuga advances, many pseudo religious principles will certainly be introduced, and people will forget the real religious principles unenunciated by Lord Krishna before the beginning of Kali Yuga, namely principles of surrender under the lotus feet of the Lord. Unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, foolish people do not surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Even most people who claim to belong to the Vedic system of religion are actually opposed to the Vedic principles. Every day, they manufacture a new type of dharma on the plea that whatever one manufactures is also a path to liberation. Atheist men generally say, Jatama Tatapak. According to this view, there are hundreds and thousands of different opinions in Hindu society, and each opinion is a valid religious principle. This philosophy of rascals has killed the religious principles mentioned in the Vedas. And such philosophies will become increasingly influential as Kali Yuga progresses. In the last stage of Kali Yuga, Kalki Dev, the fierce incarnation of Keshava, will descend to kill all the atheists and will save only the devotees of the Lord. So this is how devotees, they approach the Supreme Lord with humility. They are always praying to the Lord to protect us from various miseries and sufferings of this Kali Yuga, and above all, to protect us from Maya, ignorance, illusions. Mentioned here, illusion, disillusion, atheists create disillusion for innocent persons, that is in the form of ignorance. So the Lord appears in different forms, in different yugas, and there is a primary incarnation of the Lord, and more or less each incarnation of the Lord, they have a particular purpose and goals of the Lord. And basically, all incarnations of the Lord is that to save us from ignorance, and like it's mentioned here, to protect his devotees. Yada yada hi namas yaglani bhakti bharata. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that whenever there is a decline in irreligiousness arises in this world, that the Lord appears. Yada yada hi namas yaglani bhakti bharata. Buddha Namadamata, that he comes to protect and to reestablish the dharma, the religious principles. Of course, the primary purpose of the Lord's incarnation also to perform his pastimes. Therefore, the Lord has different incarnations. One of the incarnations is known as the Lila Bhakti, to perform his Lila pastimes. Nonetheless, all the incarnation of the Lord has its particular purposes, and that primary incarnation of the Lord, basically, like I said, is to reestablish dharma and to perform pastimes with his devotees. And this is particularly in this chapter, it's known as the Narayana Kavacha Shield. Basically, what is a Narayana Kavacha Shield? Narayana, as devotees of the Lord, we take shelter of Krishna, we take shelter of the Lord in the form of the holy name. That is the real shield. So, the shield of protection is to take shelter of the holy name. And as, like Prabhupada mentioned here, as Kali Yuga progresses, it's going to get more and more harder for those who are there to perform devotional service for devotees. It's already getting harder. For a devotee, for us as devotees, those who aspire to be Krishna conscious, those who aspire to be Krishna's devotee and perform devotional service to increase our love for Krishna and devotion for Krishna, for us, the problem is the influence of Kali Yuga, the influence of ignorance. It's so thick and so strong that it pushes us away from Krishna, further and further into Maya. The illusory potency, covering potency of Krishna in the form of Maya is so strong that it pushes us away. That's why it's a struggle. It's a struggle for devotees. Rudhis Kali Yuga is a Kali. It means dark. It's a dark age. This age will cloud it. Our consciousness is clouded by ignorance. And it becomes harder for us to take shelter of Krishna. It blocks us from taking shelter of Krishna. We forget the religious principles, the Vedic principles here. That's why Vyasadeva wrote these books. Because for our deliverance. And particularly mentioned in this purport and in this verse, Buddha-led, Lord Buddha, he is very merciful. And Lord Buddha was, as a prince, appeared in a very wealthy, as a prince. And his father didn't want him to go out of there, outside the world, and see what is going on out there. So he was keeping him imprisoned in his palace. But Buddha means one who is intelligent. And intelligent persons want to know more than what his surroundings are. So he wanted to go out, and that in the middle of the night he got on the horse and went out, and he saw there is so much suffering. Not like what he is thinking. It is so nice in his palace. There's more suffering out there. And he realized this world is a miserable place. Poor and disease. And he was wearing all this jewelry on him and a crown. He threw it all on the ground and he left for the forest. And his purpose is that at that time people were killing animals like now. It's worse than ever. Slaughterhouses of animals being slaughtered every day. And people think it is normal to eat animals. Just a few days ago I did the Yajna ceremony in a Bengali house. They're from Bangladesh. People are very cultural, they're singing, but they all eat fish and other animals. And somehow people think eating is a cultural thing to eat meat. How is that? Every scripture condemns us from not eating animal. And God himself, he's vegetarian. If Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, you go ahead and eat meat, we will. But he didn't. So Lord Buddha was condemning. And that's the day he wrote the four Vedas. All of the Vedas are mentioning that one should abide by the principles of dharma. Dharma sahasrapa. That's why Krishna, he came to protect us from this ignorance. It's such a simple thing, eating. Eating, just eating. What does it make us? Just need something to put in our mouth. Why do we have to kill an animal to eat? You can eat grain, vegetables, fruits. So much is provided for us. We don't need to eat something that's living. Anything that lives, anything that moves has a consciousness. They're moving because there's life in it. That's why we have a book called Life Comes From Life. What is life? Life, because there's something moving in it. The consciousness is a symptom of a soul. The soul is full of consciousness. That's why a devotee of Krishna, we don't even want to hurt an ant. That's because that is the mercy of a Vaishnava, mercy of a compassionate person. What do you speak of hurting your own self? Sometimes we do yoga very stretch, very full on. According to the yoga sastra, one should aspire to be healthy but not force yourself because it hurts you. And that takes the principle of hurting yourself is known as ahimsa. Hurting yourself, what do you speak of hurting others? When you say something to someone, you should not hurt them. That's the extent of understanding what is ahimsa. If I say something, you are a dog, you feel angry. So we have to say something which is suitable, that you feel. The most suitable thing to say something is religious principles, dharma, about God, love of God, principles from the Vedas. It's all the Vedas. Conclusion of all the Vedas, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, conclusion of all the scriptures. It's to serve me, it's to realize me, it's to develop love for me, it's to come to me. Ante Narayana Smriti, at the time of death, think of me. So Vyasadeva wrote so many books, and Prabhupada says here, this book is the Bhagavad Purana, Mahapurana, Srimad Bhagavatam. Only by the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva do we have so many volumes of transmitted knowledge to save us from the clutches of ignorance. This month, all of the devotees in the temple, especially the brahmacharis and those who are on the book drive, are very seriously, very working hard to distribute books. This is why. These books are not just some books that tells you how to economical book. It's a transcendent knowledge. Derives away ignorance. Spiritual books. This is how we show our compassion. Give knowledge to others. That's what guru means. Vyasadeva is the ultimate guru. He gave us this knowledge. He wrote these books for the people of Kali Yuga. And Srila Prabhupada, time and time, stress, emphasize book distribution. Distribute books. Even though we are going on Harinam, a whole bunch of devotees are on the Harinam, distributing books. So it's a very good combination. We're chanting, at the same time, devotees going around distributing books. Because that people who are standing there interest them to see us. That means they have some interest to Krishna consciousness. What we are doing, what we are singing, then they want to know a bit more. So then we come out of the books. Then they explain it more in the books. It's Prabhupada's mercy. We have these books to Prabhupada's mercy. Before Prabhupada, all these books were not translated in English. They were in Sanskrit and Bengali. Prabhupada's mercy, these books are now available in all the languages. It's his mercy. And when I first joined, they used to tell us, he has to learn English, because all Prabhupada's books are in English. Now we can get Tamil books, Bengali books, Arabic. This is his mercy. The languages are there to describe the glories of Krishna, not talk nonsense. All the languages is there to glorify Krishna. That is the purpose of languages, actually. Not to talk about your food and business. So, Prabhupada, we wanted to speak to Prabhupada. And they said, Prabhupada, like, only speaks English, because even though it's Bengali, he was speaking English because all his disciples from the US and European. And so, some of the group of boys, we had to go see Prabhupada and say something to him in English. That's part of our English learning. Imagine that. He speaks to Prabhupada in English. Dear Gauri. It's like talking to Krishna in English. Yeah, Krishna spoke English, I guess, because Prabhupada was speaking. And he chose to go to America. So then, we had to, if there were five of us, we had to see Prabhupada and give him a rose and tell him, please accept this as a gift. My humble obeisances and said prayers. We were all day practicing. My dear Lord Prabhupada, please accept my most humble obeisances at your lotus feet and give me the rose, pray for Dhanabhati. And that's part of our learning, because we had to learn English. See how much English we know. And it was so difficult to say obeisances. That's the difficult word, obeisances. I didn't even know what it means. They said, you pay obeisances. Then I knew. So it was very easy to learn English, because everybody there was speaking English, except us. And so we knew no Mangalarti, no Bhusharam. That's the first English. I'm in charge. The second English. and then they said, clean the bathroom. We knew the English. Clean it. Wash your clothes. We knew that much English. These are all the words they're telling us. And then, so there were five of us. Four of the boys were American, so it was easy for them. No, three of them were American, two of us were Bengali. So for them it was easy, but they were little kids, me too. So it was, they're also learning English because they were little boys. So it was Siva Jara, that's what he managed his son, very small kid. We're like, oh, we were around 5 years old, 6 years old. So we put in the American boys first, because they already know English. And I was the last. I had a piece of paper. My dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my most humble obeisances, give the rose. And then everyone was paying their obeisances, and they sat down in front of him on the gadi. In my office, they have his room, still have the same way that it's laid out. It was my turn. Now and then I walked in. I said, my dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my most. Obeisance is a very difficult word. I like obeisance is, I can't figure it out. I stuck. And I paid my obeisances, but I didn't say obeisances because I forgot the word. It's a difficult word. So, and I gave him the rose, a big smile, and he gave us a salute. As they gave me a sweet. And sometimes people go in the army, there's no food, they have a special tablet they eat. It's like eating food. It keeps you going all day. So I got that coconut laddu. I didn't have to eat anything all day. I was just meditating, proper, slow his hand. I got the coconut laddu. I didn't want to eat anything. I thought I'd just experience this coconut laddu that Prabhupada gave from his lotus hand. I just want to keep that in my mouth. I didn't wash my mouth all day, I was tasting that. The back of my teeth. We were like so enamored by Prabhupada. His mercy. It was so crazy. When they washed his feet, the water would disappear. I don't know, somebody would grab and go up somewhere in the building and drink it all. Everybody were running after him, and then people running after the people who were running after him, and then the water's gone. This way was like a big lila happening. The Prabhupada, something Prabhupada gave someone, you would never see it. When Prabhupada would throw the flower at you, then ask that everyone, each petal was lost. We couldn't find it. Whether you got it in the air, or you fall on the ground, you squashed it, and it's all on your dhoti, stained. And next day we sat down for Bhagavatam class, all our dhoti was stained. Nobody cared. They said, this is stained, no problem, but mercy. It's almost different color. Because they were dancing so much that the flowers got squashed onto the floor. So when you sit on it, squashed off flower, it gets the stain will get in the dhoti. There's not, they didn't have chemical to get rid of the stain. We will say, oh, this is all Prabhupada's mercy. And 6 months later, still stained. Prabhupada's gone to another country. And we still have stained dhotis. This is Prabhupada's mercy. So Prabhupada's mercy that we have these books translated into English. So originally, when Prabhupada was here, they didn't have these books in different languages. And once we were all traveling to Allahabad to attend Prabhupada's at Kumbh Mela, 1977. So the bus full of devotees, all sannyasis, Guru Kipa, Tamakrishna Maharaj, Jayakataka Maharaj, Sudama Maharaj, all, and so they chose me and a few other group boys to go with them. So we drove, bus full of devotees drove from Navadi to go to Allahabad. It's from the other side. And so they parked the bus at night at Gaya. Gaya, that's a place where, what's the name, another name for it? Varanasi. So the bus was attacked at night because bus full of Western people. So that the people thought these Americans, they have a lot of money. So we all went to sleep. Jayapataka Maharaj was guarding the bus overnight. And he spoke Hindi and Bengali, not that well. So apparently he spoke to them. He said, listen, we are sannyasis, we don't have money, we are sadhus. And there was one book that was translated into Hindi. I think it was, that book was the question answer, that book, first book in Hindi. And Jayapataka Maharaj, he ended up selling that book to them. He said, we don't have money, we live on simple prasad, we're like beggars, and like this. Maharaj spoke to them in Hindi. And they walked away with books, open books. So, he saw the mercy of the previous acharyas, the mercy of Prabhupada, the mercy of the Vyasadeva, that we have these books today in all the different languages. So, if you can really understand the principles of Dharma, then we have to study these books, the four Vedas. Like I said, the conclusion of the Vedas is devotion to Krishna, is to surrender to Krishna. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is divided into three sections. Sambandha, Abhidaya, Prayana. The beginning, first four, the beginning six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita is to establish one's relationship with Krishna, who we are. That's why Krishna said in the second chapter, I'm in this body, Deina Smita Dadehe. In the middle six chapter, Krishna explained devotional service. The process. The process is through service. And explain it more extensively. And towards the end of the Bhagavad Gita, the last six chapters, the 18th chapter, at the end he says, Sarvadharma Pratyaja, surrender to me. The goal of the all, the principles of Dharma is to surrender to me. It's very clear. So those who are doing Bhakti Sashmi, this is how they study. And then there is details. how to attain the goal. But ultimately, the principle of the Bhagavad Gita is to surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, surrender to me. Sarvadharma, give up everything, surrender to me. But in the middle, he explains it more about different things. You have to do austerity, control the senses. Kamasha, Krodhasha explains in the second chapter also. Sixth chapter, control the senses like this. So, why is it animal killing condemned so much? Because we don't have the authority to take someone else's life. That's one thing. And the deeper principle of that is to understand that there is God behind who created. It's His job. Everyone is implicated in karma. If something is moving, means there is a derived force in there. There is life energy, that's why it's moving. Why is this cup not moving? Unless I have a magic, I can make the cup to me. I have to pick it up. Why is it that you had to go and bring the water from the ashram? I can just go like that, water will come. But there's no life in it. We have life. That's why you can move it. This thing doesn't have a life. Dead matter. You see, the something that has a life, it will find its way to come out of it. Yesterday, Sevi Bhagavan found this a mango tree inside a garbage bin. And we were showing it. Now it's in the ashram, it's growing in the parkland. And when you come back a few years' time, we're getting free fresh mango. Growing in our ashram. So, there's life in there. It finds its way to look for pleasure. It's growing. The earth is there, fertile land, it grows. So my point is that life comes from life. There's life. So we don't have the authority to take the life. We are merciful. So we can make them grow into a tree, produce fruits, you know, for Krishna. They don't kill. Atmahana. It's mentioned. Killing of the soul was when we forget Krishna. We are killing ourselves. So when you can remember Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all everything is solved. Everything will click. Everything we know that what we meant to do. That gives you 100 point. That's why the Shastra explains it. The purpose of all the religious principles to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the existence of the Supreme Lord. That is Buddha. Buddha is intelligence. In Kali Yuga, our intelligence is covered by ignorance. Gobbled. We say gobbled, cow dung. Sometimes there's nothing inside. They only have the intelligence not to punch your finger on the computer keyboard. Tick, 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 tick. But they don't have intelligence to study from those books. So people are studying only for livelihood. They are not studying to know more about the purpose of life. Eating, sleeping, eating, defending. How to eat my food. Just imagine in the whole world, no eating. We can just survive by air. So much endeavor just to eat. So much work. Restaurant, farm, supermarket, you know, trucks bringing food from other country, airplanes bringing refrigeration, and then somebody has to create refrigeration. There's a factory to create the nuts and bolts. Just unlimited, just to keep your food in the fridge. Imagine. So no more eating. All that work is no more required. We can just take some air. There's so many trees here. We don't need to give them pizza and apple crumble and custard. They just drink water. put bucket of water, the mango tree comes, and some air. That we need to have so much food. This food, that food, and still we're complaining. I didn't get enough, I didn't. So, all the do with eating. Animal killing is just for the taste of the tongue. Cut your tongue off if you have a desire to eat. You can't control it. Cut it off. That's what I would say. Pull it out. You have what your desires, just pull it out. It's so long, you can't pull it out. It's like a tree. The banyan tree, grows here. You can find these roots way over there near the river, ocean. It's so long. So it's mentioned, our desire is like a tree root. You can't pull it out easily. It's so big. I went to take a bath in the Ganges. What is it, the Ganges? Some big pond. And I went home. Hours later, I found this thing back on my leg. It was a leech. You know, leech? They suck your blood. And they are so creepy. You won't even notice that they're just nicely drinking your blood. Back at the leg. I sort of freaked out. And I started to pull it. It was like a rubber band. It wasn't coming off. My father said, I have the way. You just put salt and it fell off. I was so angry. I stuck my knife. I was cutting it into 100 pieces. And it was still moving. Damn thing. So our material desire is like that. We're sucking blood of someone's back of the leg. And we try to pull it, and it doesn't, they're still there. They put salt. So chanting Hare Krishna is the way to exchange shelter of Krishna, humbly approaching at the lotus foot of Krishna, like it says here. May Lord Keshava protect me with his club in the first portion of the day. And may Govinda, who is always engaged in playing his flute, protect me in the second portion of the body. So we have to pray to the Lord like this. Please protect me. Humbly approach the Lord. Please help me, protect me. I'm helpless. I'm useless. Please protect me. That's the attitude of a devotee. Like a child, Prabhupada says, like a child calling mother. We're chanting Hare Krishna, we have to approach Krishna. Hare Hare Krishna. Innocently, with devotion. Krishna is there to listen to us, to protect us. He's always there to protect us. Your best friend, your husband, your wife, they all go away. But Krishna is always in our heart. Sridham Samabhutanam. Krishna said, I am the friend of all living entities. He never leaves us. He is our eternal companion. He is our friend. We have so many friends in this world. Sometimes your best friend, they're best cheating you. They're taking money, go away. But Krishna is the best friend. He's always in our mind. So he's always there to protect us. This month is the month of Lord Vishnudev, next picture this Sunday, right? He's going to take his appearance, Lord Vishnudev. And Prahlad Maharaj, a small boy, 5 years old, he's clinging unto Lord Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. They gave him poison, enough poison to kill hundreds of men. Prahlad Maharaj said, they gave him this food. He said, eat! Here I got to prove, said, eat! I did the drama and all that. My dear divine father, but first I must offer to Krishna. Just eat! Then Just one time I was in Ramashapur. We were in South India actually, when I was in Gurukul. And so we hired all the props. And I was Nishinade, another boy was in Ramashapur. And we all were wearing metal helmet, prop, like metal helmet, not plastic. So here Ramashapur's helmet got scratched. So he was bleeding, really bleeding. And in the drama, he was bleeding, and I was beating him up. I'm looking at it. But he was on my lap, he was bleeding, and he was crying. And everybody was like, hey. So good drama. But he actually was really bleeding with his metal helmet. And then we all went in the back, and we had to call the people with the band-aid and medicines. I loved it though. Yeah. So Nishinade is there to protect the devotees. Lord Krishna is there to protect the devotees. We have to pray to him. If we don't pray to Nishinade, if we don't pray to Krishna, we are here with full Prabhupada Balabhava. He's always there for us. If we don't stand there just saying, you know, just a couple days ago, this one guy came in, and he was really praying. I can see his mouth was going off. I don't know what he's praying, and then he took off. I thought, if we pray like that, I would maybe go to it. But he was maybe praying to his, I want to pass this exam, and to his helping to find a job, you know, different things. So we have to pray to Krishna, so we can serve him nicely. Just a few days ago, I think just a few days ago was Mother's Day. Did you remember? Everybody was, every page in the Facebook was Mother's Day thing. So I thought, I might as well write something too for my mother. So I put this big thing. People are still putting thumbs up, you know. It was a glorious talk. So she used to call me when I was living in China. All the way from India, she used to call me. I gave her a mobile phone just so she can call me, because I'm going. So she said, have you taken, you know, prasadam? Have you eaten? I said, do you have anything to say? Like important things? Calling all the way from India. Of course, I'm making sure I eat. So that's mother's love. So I wrote in the thing, I said, she never wanted anything from me. But she asked me one time, when we went to Australia, I said, you know, living one step out of my book. He's staying in the Holy Dham. He said, okay, whatever you want. So she said, she used to never ask me anything except that I become his good, of Krishna's good devotee. This is the ambition of the devotees. That our desire to serve Krishna, how we can improve in our service to Krishna. How we can be a good devotee of Krishna. Because at the end of life, this is the verdict of all the scriptures, that we are practicing to be a good devotee in throughout our life, and at the time of death is going to be test. The exam, final exam. The final exam is, are we going to remember Krishna? Everything is going over your face, what you did in your life. Sometimes it happens now. When you feel sick or something in a hospital, you have a dream, a life experience. Don't think, oh, I'm 25, I'm young, you know, I can do whatever I like. This is my friend, you know, also then he comes to sing, Madi, the mother of mom. He had to take his bladder out, cancer, so many things. He's only young, maybe 30 or younger. So read the scripture nicely. Bhagavatam, chant Hare Krishna, a bit more sincerely. Am I increasing my love for Krishna? Am I becoming attached to serving Krishna? What am I doing here as a devotee? This is a serious business, being as a human life. See, we have so many Matajis here, so many devotees. I saw, as I was coming, I saw some of you are running to get to temple 7 o'clock to see the deity. This is good. Very good ambition to get on time to see the deity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri. He used to run beyond time for Mangalarati to see Lord Jagannath. He himself is God. And he was doing that to show an example, Bhaktakesh, what is to be devotee. So, if we can develop the character of a devotee, compassion, character, there's six qualities for a devotee to mention. You know, compassion is the primary quality. Humility, merciful to others. So then we will be able to understand more deeply what we are doing when we chant Hare Krishna. More deeply. Any questions? I know you don't want to ask questions because the class 1 is majority. At least it's only 8:30. We can go up to another 5 minutes. You ask questions, means it's good for me, then I can expand my understanding. Otherwise, I don't know what to say. I mean, I know what to say, but give you a chance to say something. Or comments. In China for 10 years, it's a long time, and there are so many Buddhist temples, very amazing. It is the country, but heaps of Buddhist temples. A lot of those, a huge Buddha. There's one Buddha in Hong Kong, it's on a mountain, it's like a hill, so you have to step, go up. And Buddha's temple, they have a vegetarian restaurant. And we used to go and eat there because there's no temple, not, we don't have a temple in China. You have to find a devotee and they're working. And so all secretive. It's very difficult to have a gathering. And you know, they cook such good Chinese vegetarian. And they write on the wall, no fish, no egg, no onion, no garlic. Very strict. And you go to an Indian restaurant, they put onion and garlic. They're very strict. Buddhist restaurant. They offer the food to Buddha. And they have nuns, they're singing. So they're very strict about God realization. No matter how strict they are the government, still you can't stop people from serving Buddha in China. So I used to think our devotees also, you know, there's so much restriction in China that the devotees. That a few weeks ago, Radha Sarana was giving a class, they were talking about these things. And the devotees, they find ways. I see them with a big bag in the train, some of them have the lock. They don't care. They're very, very strict devotees. They only have Sunday feast program. Heaps of devotees. In a small room, very quiet. I was a little scared because maybe the gaijin will come, so we should put all the shoes inside. People get suspicious what's going on inside. We do keep them very softly. The neighbors down here, that's ridiculous. The way I keep them here is like, drive me nuts. So now I'm going to use keep them, I go to Hong Kong. You know, theatre and stuff. But there have been many keep them. So, the devotees, we need to be very enthusiastic about what we do. Then you can drive the maya away. Then give yourself a gap. Don't give 1 inch. Stay, your mind says to go somewhere, don't go. Stay here. Even if you're not doing anything, just be part of the temple. That's how strict you have to be. How you have to tell yourself. Yeah. Okay, very soon. Shrimad Bhagavatam Vasudevaya, Shrimad Bhagavatam Vasudevaya, Hare Krishna.